ride. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister iSinister, brought to you in part by WrestlePorn.com. And now,
what's going on, everybody? It's great of you to join us. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and we've got some things to talk about today, and let's get right to the phone lines. Let's get with Christian from Philly. Give him a What's going on, Christian?
Good. It's been great, my brother. Fucking crazy news today. Fucking AEW's trying to take Randy Orton. This is a fucking different ballgame now.
Tell me about that, man. I've not been able to find that.
This is a different fucking ballgame, man. This isn't people like fucking Dean Ambrose. This isn't fucking people like The Revival. This is fucking Randy Orton we're talking about. He's a fucking legend. He's been in WWE for 19 years. And now he's interested in working with AEW. If they offer him a contract, and if they really do take Randy Orton, WWE is fucked, bro.
Did Randy Orton tell you this himself, or your sources,
no.
Or who is? These are your sources telling you that
over.
Randy Orton.
Yes, because
yeah.
Remember him and Cody are friends, so don't be surprised that they have been talking for business privately with each other.
Hmm.
Him
That's
and Cody
very
have
interesting.
Private phone calls.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what can you tell me about SmackDown? I never finished watching SmackDown this week.
Well,
it
was a good show.
Let me pull up some notes on it. I saw the man, and we're going to talk about the man. Let's give it a little bit, see if Batman or Joe Bates call in. I don't know, it might just be me and you today.
Yeah,
I saw the segment with the man and Triple H, and I thought it was very entertaining. Very, very entertaining. I thought she broke character there at the end when she started smiling. I thought she probably, he made her smile, you know. She couldn't fucking take it anymore. She started getting to her, man. He looked so ridiculous, and you know, he didn't break, she broke, and she smiled or whatever there at the end. But either way, it still worked out good. Because it was still a good promo, regardless of whether she smiled. Because whether she smiled could have been in the promo, but I don't think it was. I think they were probably just supposed to stare each other down. But she ended up blowing it there at the end. Because, I mean, Triple H, man, you got a motherfucker like that looking at you, and he looks kind of silly to begin with. and then, you know, you look silly, and, I mean, I know I look silly. And, I mean, one of us is going to laugh. And so that's what happened there. But, yeah, man. I thought she had a great freaking promo, but Triple H's promo was freaking badass too, man, because he laid it out there, Christian. He laid it out there, and he told her, no, wait a minute, you're scared. He completely turned the fucking tables on her, and so it in my eyes, it better prepare the viewer for, hey, you know, you might think Becky Lynch is going to win, but she's not. I mean, you better prepare yourself, because it might not be Becky Lynch winning. You know, they might even wait till the next night or something crazy like that. You know how that happens sometimes. So, anyway, the man, how do you feel that she's progressing with this character that she's got going on, the man? Are you all about it, or is this not working for you?
I'm on full hype train for her character, but you know who's not progressing and that's fucking Charlotte herself. The way that she acted on that segment proves to me that they're not going to do it with the triple threat. She acted like a five-year-old in that segment, where, you know, the moment where Charlotte and fucking Becky were fighting and Triple H had to fight to break it up, it reminded me how two kindergartners were fighting inside of a classroom and a teacher had to break it up. She started acting like a five-year-old, Minister Charlotte. I hate Charlotte's character now. I think she's terrible.
You know,
like, she's not progressing
at all. I don't know if you saw the, you know, what we have on tap this week, but the show is moving right along. Because, the man, of course, Charlotte went out this week, and, she's got
like
plans of her own. Right, right. And, you know, there's a lot of talk that Charlotte is going to get inserted into that match between the man and Ronda Rousey. But, man, I got to tell you something, Christian. I'm not feeling a triple threat, man. I don't want a triple threat for that. I want it to continue with being just the man and Ronda Rousey. What I know you keep up with the interwebs a little bit, at least more than I do. What are the people saying on the internet, man? Are they wanting Charlotte to be a part of this, or do they want her out of it?
No, not the way she acted this week. There's no fucking way she's going to be in the triple threat now. Her fucking character makes no sense right now. And the way she acted like a five-year-old tells me that they're not going to do it. I mean, look at her. She's wearing all fucking black. She's wearing too much black makeup for no reason whatsoever. And I think it's just going to be a WrestleMania rematch between Asuka and Sada for the title at WrestleMania.
Look,
I think,
man,
that's
here's what
happen.
I would do. Here's what I would do, or something, or I would try to get on board with an idea like this, okay? Clearly, you have two titles, two women's titles.
Yeah.
Clearly, they both need to be represented at the big show. Okay?
Yeah.
But, man, I would have to leave the match between Ronda Rousey and the man. I would have to leave that as a singles match. Maybe add a stip. Maybe add a stip there at the end, last woman standing, something, I don't know, maybe no stip, I don't know. But nevertheless, keep it just a singles match between them, possibly a stip. For Charlotte's title, I would go along the route of doing something with, for Asuka and Charlotte's plans, that is, because we've moved on to the next segment, Charlotte Flair's WrestleMania plans. I would have Asuka keep the title until then, at least to WrestleMania. She's still champion. Have Charlotte go in, and then maybe even two other women, maybe from Raw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Throw a couple of women from Raw in there and have a fatal four-way, and possibly someone from Raw wins that championship.
Or
in case the man wins. Or for, you know, possibly somebody new, and they turn the tide over with somebody new at WrestleMania itself. I mean, because that would include, that would take four women off of the card, just like that, in one match. Four women plus the two in the other one, you know, in the other match. And then, of course, they could have a Battle Royal pre-show or whatever the hell they do, you know.
I think the two women for the Fatal 4-Way should be Bayley and Sasha.
Bayley and Sasha. I mean, you know, I didn't put down talk about the women, but the women's titles are coming up. So that's going to be a thing here very soon. But let's get back to Charlotte for a minute. So...
Yeah,
I mean, besides Charlotte being, hopefully, it does not happen, Christian.
No,
that she gets inserted in that match, because if it does, it's gonna fuck it up for at least for me, and I'll be pissed off about it. I'll have to get over it.
Don't worry,
but I will be pissed off
about
it.
Don't worry, dude. She gave it away in that segment. She's not gonna. It's not gonna fucking happen. They're just fucking trolling us at this point. It's a troll. They're not gonna do it.
I would hope so, man, because I don't want to see Charlotte in that feud to me, the feud is going great just the way it is between them two, between Ronda Rousey and freaking the man. So Charlotte, they're going to have to find something interesting for her because, shit, here we are going around in circles with her and Asuka.
Yeah.
So what do they do?
This is why they should have gave the title back to Charlotte at TLC. This is why Asuka should have not have won it. See what the problems you have now? Now they back themselves in a fucking corner.
They have backed themselves in a corner.
Storyline wise.
They have. But shit, the next segment that we have is AEW, but I don't want to talk about that just yet. Let's talk about the women. Since we're talking about the women right now, let's continue talking about the women because do you think it's going to be Sasha and Bayley that are going to be the first champions coming up at Elimination Chamber, which I will be at, and that is on the 17th, I believe. Yeah, Sunday the 17th.
Well,
do you believe it's going to be Sasha and Bayley winning it all?
Well, here's the thing. Sasha is still not cleared to compete in the ring yet.
Oh, shit. You're kidding me.
So either there's three scenarios we're looking at. Either they have her win still injured, or they find someone to replace her with Bayley, or Nia Jax and fucking Tamina wins the fucking match.
Oh, God, no.
That's the three scenarios I'm looking at right now.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Rousey.
Yeah, it
wow.
actually makes
she
sense
injured...
that, shit. It looks like Tamina and freaking Nia are going to be the goddamn inaugural champions.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
This bitch is going to get rewarded. She's going to get rewarded after hurting another male superstar. Nice.
It pisses me off that I'm going to pay money to see this.
Yeah.
God damn it. Man.
You're probably going to see old matches again, too, by the way. You're probably going to see fucking Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor again. You're probably going to see, I don't know. I don't even know if Braun Strowman's even in this pay-per-view. Is he in this fucking pay-per-view?
Let me see if we have a card.
Because the card is looking kind of pathetic right now.
Yeah, let's see, 2019. Yeah, man, it really is, dude. And, I mean, it's looking so pathetic. I was at the Toyota Center the other night, Tuesday night. My girl and I went to go watch Fleetwood Mac in concert. And we went to the box office to go check out tickets for Elimination Chamber. And, I have to tell you, Christian, I did not pull the trigger on it.
Good.
I did not pull the trigger on it, man. The seats that I normally buy for the pay-per-view are typically $95. For this event, for some reason or another, they are now $125. And, I mean, for one fucking seat, you know, $125. So for two, that's $250. You know, and then the parking and the fucking drinks and the fucking food and shit. No, my God. You know, I don't know, man. And then the card, it's looking, let me look. 2019 Elimination Chambers. So we have the WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Randy Orton versus Samoa Joe versus Hardy versus Mustafa Ali in the chamber. Okay, so that's a... That match is set. And by the way, we're going to be making predictions on this, ladies and gentlemen. So, that will be.
But you know what doesn't make sense?
Next
you know
week.
What doesn't make sense for the. You know what the. You know what makes sense for the WWE Championship? You know what doesn't make sense for that chamber? Half of those people, or the majority of those people, don't even deserve a title shot in that match.
To me, Christian, it's like it was just thrown together, man.
Like, the only people...
Samoa Joe, really.
Okay, yeah, Joe, okay. So either Joe, AJ Styles, and Mustafa Ali. Yeah. Joe, Mustafa Ali, and AJ Styles.
All of a sudden shows up. Hardy just all of a sudden shows up and shit and gets a title, gets, you know, gets thrown in the chamber. The fuck out of here. All right, so we have that match. And by the way, we'll get to our predictions next week. We also have the Nia Jax and Tamina for the women's tag champ, which is the inaugural history will be made at Elimination Chamber when six tag teams compete for the right to be called WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. The titles are being reincarnated, and, you know, this is not their first time to have tag champions. So, anyway, so we've got Naomi and Carmella got added. Naomi and Carmella. The fuck out of here. Sasha and Bayley, the Iconics, just out of nowhere, the Iconics. Rose
like a
and Sonya Deville. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. It is, man. And then fucking Tamina, Nia Jax, Tamina, and the Riot Squad.
This is the state of the women's division in both brands. This is a fucking garbage match. Garbage.
Man.
But how does this work? If one member of the team gets eliminated, that means both teams get eliminated, or is it that long?
I would imagine so.
Because they never explain the fucking rules for this garbage.
Yeah. But I would imagine so.
Oh. And how much you want to bank about
one of those people
in that match is going to get injured by Nia? How much you want to make a bet?
Oh, man. Maybe possibly two. She could do two in one night. I mean, there's going to be so many people in there. She could do two or three in one night. This fucking baby.
She needs to be the last person to get out of the pod. And some people need to be eliminated before she comes out for their safety.
So then we have The Miz and Shane O'Mac versus the Usos, really? The Usos, who, by the way, could also be on their way out the door. We'll talk about that here in our AEW segment. Let's see. Then there's going to be Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa.
Oh, that's going to be garbage.
Good. Well, it'll be, you know, these guys have been having great matches. The Cruiserweight.
No, I'm not saying the match. I'm not saying the match is going to be garbage. I'm just saying the outcome, because if Akira Tozawa wins, that's fucked up. Because you're going to give a guy the title of only screaming. That's his gimmick, by the way. He screams.
I don't like that shit. I'm all for Buddy Murphy on that one, man. And we'll talk predictions next week. But all right, let's move along. Let's see. Lashley versus Balor. Get the fuck out of here.
Lashley retains.
Fucking Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott, really?
What the fuck?
Really? Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus the Revival for the Raw Championship. Yeah, so I didn't buy tickets yet, man. Fuck, man. It's a weak-ass card.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's worth $300+.
Most of those matches we've seen already, fucking back and forth. Didn't Vince McMahon said that we were supposed to see fresh new matches?
That's what they said.
This is fucking fresh. There's nothing fresh about it.
His old ass came out, made all kinds of promises, and went right back to the same old shit.
Yeah.
And nothing's been said about it ever since, except he's been on TV fucking almost every week, fucking looking all old and senile. Get the fuck out of here.
They give it up already.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you what, man. We're moving right along. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some AEW talk, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on, and I'm just hoping that they light that fire under that ass, because WWE, if they don't get it going together, man, AEW can emerge out of nowhere and just, you know, put the boots on A&E, man. I mean, it could easily happen, but either way, either way, fucking WWE, somehow they continue to make money hand over fist. How the fuck does that work? They have such a shitty product right now, and they're making so much fucking money. Jeez.
It's merchandise.
It's insane.
It's merchandise. It's mostly merchandise.
Fuck. Man. So, yeah, we'll get back into the show. We're going to get on with AEW. We're going to talk about Elimination Chamber, which we already did. Fuck, we already did. We'll find some other stuff to talk about. Oh, we're also going to talk about fighting with my family. The fuck out of here. But, yeah, that's what's on tap. So hang in there with us. We'll be right back after these words right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing, so definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Oh, yeah. That's this Friday. That's tomorrow, coming up with Joe Bates right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And I don't know what the show is going to be about just yet, but check it out when you wake up in the morning. It will be right there ready for you to click play on it. So definitely check that out. Also on Saturday, tune in to Radio Renegades at 7 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And that's Christian from Philly, who you know him from Monday Night Fallout, and of course Fatal 4-Way Radio. And also Batman will stroll in. The Dark Knight himself will be co-hosting this week, and that is it's gonna be a great show, man. They're gonna be talking about Elias's face run, Ambrose's heel run, and Asuka's title reign. They're gonna be talking about the misbooking opportunities on that. Also, they're gonna have what the fuck moments featuring Nia breaking Becky's face. Holy shit! I saw somebody wearing a T-shirt of that in the audience the other day. It looked pretty cool. Ambrose leaving WWE, that's a big what the fuck moment. Hasn't happened just yet, but it is like what the fuck. I think it's happening. I still think it's happening. I'm not convinced it's a work. What the fuck moment, Mustafa Ali getting injured. And of course you're going to have what if scenarios, worst theme, worst promo, and more. And you can check that out this Saturday right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, and that's Radio Renegades with Christian and Batman. Let's see here. What else do we have here coming up? I think that's pretty much going to do it for right now. So why don't we do this?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am Internet Radio Zone, the Minister of Sinister, and I have Christian from Philly with me right here in the studios. Let's see, AEW,
it's a cool
man.
Night.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great night. The weather changed, actually, during the day over here. It started out kind of warm, And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yep. Mr. Groundhog saw his shadow, so now we're going to early spring, baby.
Well, you know, he doesn't actually predict the weather. And if you would have heard this week's show, we had a premiere, world premiere of the Omega Opinion. The Omega Opinion, a brand new show right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, children's show, no less. And he actually spoke about the Groundhog Day and how he does not control the weather, but he is a predictor of the weather. So we shall see how his prediction holds up, because he has been known to be wrong. And by the way, do you know, Christian, from Philly, do you know when this all started, this whole thing with Punxsutawney Phil? What year it started in?
Probably around the 50s or the 60s.
Actually, I think it was more like 1987 or something like that. But I'm not sure. And I'm not going to look them up. But if anybody wants to call in and give us the answer, you're more than welcome to do so. And that is at 619-924-0815. Yeah, that's 619-924-0815. There you go. Anyway, let's get to this AEW, man. Holy shit. So many things going on. They're doing shows already, right? They're already doing shows.
Yep. There was they uploaded on the Being the Elite YouTube channel. That's where the Bullet Club is at, their YouTube channel. They uploaded that they had a wrestling event already. So, yeah, they're doing great. And pretty soon they're going to have their first pay-per-view, Double or Nothing. We could see a few WWE superstars debuting in that pay-per-view.
Wow. Superstars such as?
Possibly The Revival. Possibly Dean Ambrose, and many more, if they're willing to.
Well, it's also rumored that the Usos contract is coming up in April as well. So
yeah.
I don't know where they stand or whether they've been discussed with AEW officials or not. But I'll tell you what, man, as T-Rock was talking about on Monday night, on Monday Night Fallout,
mm-hmm.
The Resurrection,
mm-hmm.
which you can listen to right here on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Monday
night,
he was talking about,
you know, there's enough guys on the WWE roster, man. There's enough guys to make 2 or 3 fucking rosters. Come on. There's so many guys not doing nothing. They're stagnant. Look at what happened to EC3, man. He was crap. His first run, it took him to say, you know what, I got to go. He went to freaking TNA, and he did something.
That's because the NXT back then was garbage.
Yeah. So he had to go, man. He became somebody.
Then, yeah. The NXT back then was full of fucking stupid obstacle courses. And fucking guess the theme song. What the fuck?
Yeah, that was trash, man. That was trash. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who else goes over there. Now you're talking about Randy Orton. I still don't see where you're...
I'm telling you, man, EC3 is going to end up feuding with Braun Strowman at one point.
Oh, yeah. How long do you think he'll be babyface? You think he's going to be a babyface?
No, he's already a heel.
He's already a heel?
Tonight. That Monday Night Raw, he turned heel because Dean Ambrose was the face again. And they were booing him already. They were booing
how
him already.
Before he...
He's
all the usual suspects. I see all the usual suspects are in AEW. Christopher Daniel, Joey Janela.
Yeah. They're in a group. Christopher Daniels has a stable, ICU, with Frankie Kazarian and some other guy.
Now, I've always been a fan of Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian, though. Those guys are very entertaining. Those guys are very entertaining. And, of course, Chris Jericho, Pac, never cared for that guy, but oh well. But you know what? He is damn good. I never cared for him, but he is fucking damn good. He is damn good. I will say that.
Goldberg
so,
is in it.
Yeah, they got it going on over there, man.
Goldberg's in AEW.
Shit. Stop it.
It's confirmed. Pretty soon, Randy Orton.
We'll have to see about that. I'm not convinced on that just yet. Billy Gunn?
Yeah, he's actually a producer.
Wow, so here we are.
Yeah.
The beginnings of I'll tell you what, man, I will be down to do a show when they start this. I will be down to watch it and keep up with it.
Hopefully they get TNT. I think TNT will be the perfect channel for them.
Well, that's TBS, TNT, yeah. So, Turner, man, this would be second go-round of wrestling. Wrestling.
Yeah.
As they call it, wrestling. So let's move along here.
Yeah.
Let's see
Let's talk about Paige's Cash Cow sellout movie because Paige sold out.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Paige
the
sellout.
Have you seen the trailer? Have you seen the trailer for this?
It's fucking
the previews?
Terrible.
Man, I know.
I'm honestly going to tell you right now, I don't give a fuck about Paige's life. I really don't.
I mean,
She's technically retired now. But what the fuck's the point?
Yeah, I feel bad about her. I feel bad for her, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the way she went out, man. First of all, she was with Del Rio for a while, which did her no favors. Remember a year ago, she was all drugged up? 2 years ago, she was all drugged up with Del Rio and shit?
Yeah,
and then the whole
sex tape scandal.
Yes. Oh my God.
And then Sasha Banks injuring her neck.
Yes. Shortly after, and I mean, just everything went fucked up for her. I feel bad for her, dude.
And now
got this shitty fucking movie.
And making the worst female stable of all time, Absolution.
Oh, yeah. Her career went from, you know, she could have been, man, remember how she debuted?
Yeah.
She won the fucking title.
Yeah.
Wasn't that her that won the title on her first night or some shit?
Yeah, it was after WrestleMania. The night after WrestleMania against AJ Lee.
And how the mighty have fallen, man. Holy shit.
Yeah.
She is a perfect example of how not to do your career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If anything, she has herself to blame. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say this, but she has herself to blame.
Yeah. I don't even want to watch this movie. I don't watch very many movies of very many WWE movies.
No, that they
begin
taped
with.
This movie. They taped this movie like 5 to 6 years ago.
Shit.
If you notice. If you notice in the trailer, they use the old fucking Raw, Titantron, and fucking buildings. Because that was taped around 2016. We're in fucking 2019. That was 3 years ago. They made this film for 3 years? Jesus Christ. That's like, you know Kingdom Hearts, right? The video game?
Yeah. Yeah.
They announced Kingdom Hearts 3 in 2013, and right now we have the Kingdom Hearts now in 2019. That's the same thing with this fucking movie. It took you this long to make the product? What the fuck? You know what makes it worse? The Rock is the producer. He made this film, The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe that, man. I mean, this is... I don't... Oh, man. What did he get out of... What is he going to get out of this?
I don't know.
Did he get pussy out of it? Is that what it was?
I bet you he'll get a fucking Emmy Award or something for this fucking garbage film.
Well, it can't be an Emmy, man, because an Emmy is for fucking... An Emmy is for fucking...
This should have been a straight-to-DVD film. This should have been a straight-to-DVD film, not a fucking theater movie.
So they're actually... So this is actually going to be in the theaters. Holy shit.
Yeah. They could have done what they always done. Put it straight-to-DVD. This WWE movie should not be in fucking theaters. I'm sorry.
No.
But they always fucking bomb. They always bomb in the
None
box
of
office.
Them.
I'm sorry.
The last WWE movie that I saw was Welcome Batman. What's going on, dude?
Huh? Oh yeah. Welcome on to the radio show. Man, I had a popping on a little late. Had a little problem with the Batmobile. That's what you got.
Oh,
hey, like they say in Spanish, por eso le tranca la puerta para que no te lo roben.
We're talking about the
Batman. I don't think anybody knows what the hell I just said.
We're talking about the Page movie and how it's going to be fucking terrible and how it should have been straight to DVD instead.
Listen, man.
You think so? I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be like a blockbuster, you know. I think it's just going to be like a regular Rock DVD, like a regular Rock documentary. Steve Merchant is the one who directed it, and Steve Merchant's actually he's a really good writer, really good director. He used to be on, if you're familiar with the show called Whose Line Is It Anyways?
The Ricky Gervais show?
Oh, yeah. He was on that show as well. And I think there was another one where it was him and some other, my idiot brother, my idiot cousin or something like that. And they would take their little cousin or they would take the cousin to different areas, like different parts of the world. Yeah. But that guy's a genius,
Paul
man. And The Rock. Yeah. And not for nothing, The Rock, he does his movies. Even if they're not that great, they're still something. You know what I mean? So just the fact that I think The Rock has something to do with it, I think it's going to make enough. It'll probably bomb.
A couple of movies, guys, from WWE. One of them was, and by the way, I have the John Cena movie, The Marine, autographed by John Cena, tucked away somewhere, never fucking opened it or nothing. Still has a shrink wrap on it. And fucking, maybe it'll be worth something someday. But, so I've never watched that. But I did watch one of the Marines with The Miz in it. And, man, I thought it was bad. It was really bad. I thought it was bad.
You saw,
fucking bad.
Like Nightmare on Elm Street bad? Even though it's so bad, they still have, like, 17 movies of them? Or, like, bad, it's just, like, real, real bad? Because The Marine is already six movies.
I thought it was, like, really bad and really boring, dude. I don't even remember. Hold on. It might not have even been The Miz. It might have been the one with the fucking Ted DiBiase. Didn't he do one, too?
That was garbage.
That was fucking trash, dude.
The first Marine wasn't too bad.
Oh, no.
The first Marine kind of reminded me of The Condemned. The Condemned
I like the one from John Cena that he did, the 12 rounds. I've seen that one, and that one was all right.
That one wasn't as bad because they did the one with Randy Orton, and that one was actually pretty decent. You know, we're not talking about even Spielberg movies here, but, you know, it was for something that you watch on maybe Lifetime or something.
All right, and then, like I said, I never saw the Kane one. I never saw the Kane. I should have. That's one I probably should have seen because I actually like Kane.
The Bob Ziegler?
A couple of years ago, I was strolling through HBO.
I think that one did the best.
And saw Triple H in a fucking movie. And I was like, get the fuck
the
out of here. Triple H?
The Chaperone,
in a movie?
Yeah. So was Ed.
Yes. Oh, my God. He was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. They've got a few terrible ones.
Oh, shit. Some people should not be acting. Triple H is one of them.
What about Big Cell's movie, Knucklehead?
Which one?
Knucklehead.
No, I've never seen that one. However, I would expect that one to be funny. Because the Big Show was kind of funny. The Big Show was kind of funny, so I would expect that one to at least be funny.
The movie was great, and the movie was decent, but the only good thing was the soundtrack. I love the fucking music in that movie. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially towards the boxing fight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to look for that movie and check it out. Because truth be told, I actually wanted to watch that one, but I never did. Because, you know, man, these movies, if they do go to theater, they're there like for one fucking week, dude. And if you fucking missed it. You know,
Christian from Philly. I think this would be one of those good things that we could. These movies, right? We should get a list of all the WWE movies they've made, and every other show. Maybe not every show, but how we do the worst promos. We should rank the WWE movies.
That's a good,
like on one of the
Radio
Renegades.
Y'all need to work out that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we could.
I think
that would be a really good segment. We just break down a certain WWE movie every once in a while.
You know who's never gotten a movie role, and I feel like he should have? Chris Jericho. I always felt like he should have gotten a movie role.
Yeah.
God damn, you're right, man.
At least not for WWE. He's done. He's done his own little shows. Like now he's got one with Funny or Die.
Remember that game?
That's what
Chris
got me into doing the podcast. Yeah, I I'm Chris Jericho. And then there was another one with where he's a cop. He's got like this partner.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
That one's really funny, man. I think it's
a TV
all
show.
These new it's not. It's like an internet show. They're like probably 10-minute long episodes.
I didn't ever make a movie about him. Why didn't ever gave him a movie role? I felt like he would have been great.
Well, he's had guest spots. You know, I think there was one of MacGyver or MacGoober or something like that. He was on that one. I know that they just did another one. He just did a movie with somebody just recently. Tiger Team Awesome, I think, or something like that. which actually have a podcast on his network, the Jericho Network on Westwood One. Cheap plug.
Hey, you know, getting back to the Big Show, man, I thought he was funny when he would come out on the shows that they have on what is that shit? Let's see. Where are them fucking shows from? Let me check here.
It was a show?
On USA Network, like The Suits and shit.
Psych.
And they had that commercial of him, and he was sitting on that table, and the fucking table broke.
That was funny, man.
I always wanted to watch that.
That was for the USA Network. Yeah. He's a funny guy in real life. I met him before. He was actually pretty intimidating. But, yeah, he's not a bad attitude kind of guy.
Hey, we got a caller, man. Caller, you're on the air. Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's Tom.
How's it going, Tom?
It's good. I literally just tuned in, so I'm not sure what you guys are talking about, but if you let me know, I can probably just hop in.
We're going over random WWE films, just movies, you know, kind of like not ranking them or anything, just kind of skimming through them. Right now, I think we jumped on with the Big Show.
Yeah,
they're award-winning.
We were just talking about how
Triple H just won an Oscar for the Chaperone role.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a
Chaperone.
For sure. Little girl. The whole time.
What about the recent one, Blood Brothers?
Yeah, I
Wait,
mean, I didn't
one?
See it, but I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was absolutely incredible. The Marine 1 through 17 are absolutely one of my favorite series of all time. Anytime
yes, exactly what we're just saying earlier.
Anytime I can go see the Miz pretend to be a Marine and save the world, I mean, I'm gonna block out my day to make sure I can watch it twice.
And Tom,
oh, yeah.
Tom, you said you just jumped on the line, right? Like jumped into the conversation.
Yeah,
it's funny how you pick. Yeah, it's funny how you just picked 17 because I just said that earlier too. I was like, was it terrible, bad, like terrible, like Nightmare on Elm Street 17 series bad, or like bad, like they just should never be watched again, bad. So it's funny how you made the exact same number.
I remember two WWE films. One of them I don't remember the name of. It was one where, like, the Big Show plays, like, an anti-bully or something like that, which
Not
I never saw, but I remember seeing the poster and thinking it was hilarious. And then
yeah,
I remember the one.
And there was one with Randy Orton that had to do with anti-bullying as well.
Yeah, I'll go to the newspapers if I have to.
Wasn't there one that they made, though, with Kane that was actually supposed to be pretty decent? Like not
It was actually
joking?
The Kane one.
See, no
it
evil?
Was Now You See Me. Or no, it's not Now You See Me. It was which
See,
one was
no
the one
evil.
With the Kane?
See
No
See,
Evil.
No
they
evil.
Actually came out with a second one. And the first one, I know that they integrated that into a storyline when he was coming back when they took off the mask.
Of course.
But the first one, actually, I believe, was actually a hit in theaters. It actually
yeah,
did pretty good. I think this is when Lionsgate was first starting to pick up all these, like, you know, horror movies and stuff. Like when the Saw movie series started coming out, they were, I think this is when they were finally getting into that genre. And I think that's the reason why, like I said, because of Lionsgate. The film wasn't too bad. I think, like I said, I think it actually did decent in theaters. We went to go watch it in theaters, as a matter of fact.
It's just so funny because, like, anytime they bring their, like, traveling circus anywhere outside of the wrestling industry and it has to get exposed to, like, real-life critics, it's always incredible to see what people say. Because they're pretty much not good at anything else. Like, these are the same guys that have, like, Kid Rock still performing at WrestleManias. Like, it's not a surprise that they're not plugged into the pop culture of today. So, I
well,
mean,
yeah,
I
know that with the Kid Rock, when he first came out, it was a big deal. I know that this last time when he played WrestleMania, that All Summer Long was actually a song, like an actual hit song during that time. But yeah, I mean, you don't bring back that guy. You put somebody out that's like, even though he's got a hit song now, he's not like trending now. You know what I mean? Because Metallica has hit songs every once in a while, but they've been out for years. It's somebody new.
The most recent WWE film that I've actually seen, WWE film I've actually seen, which is very sad. I watched the Scooby-Doo WrestleMania movie with my nephew. It was awesome. I'm not even going to lie. It was awesome.
No, it was actually pretty good. I know
really,
what you're talking about.
I like Scooby-Doo.
I've watched them with my little girls. They have a few of them. They have one with the surfers. What was it? Surf's Up? WrestleMania? They have one with that one as well.
I didn't even hate it. It was awesome.
My favorite is the Jetsons meet WWE.
Is that a thing?
They have the Jetson meets the WWE?
The Jetsons, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they did
that one.
Yeah, the Jetsons.
I got to see that. I'm going to bring that to my nephew now. I'll be like, I got something we got to watch.
You want to know the story? Fucking Big Show gets frozen in time, and he's in the fucking future, and he becomes the WWE World Champion in the future.
You're just talking me into it. Because
that's the only way he'd win.
Talking me into it now.
Yeah.
It's already sold, and now I'm going to go watch it myself.
And it's up to George Stetson and fucking Roman Reigns to team up and stop the evil Big Show from reigning as WWE champion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There was no Hulk Hogan and Macho Man references in there?
By the way, this was made during Seth Rollins' heel turn still, when he was a heel when the Shield broke up. So Seth Rollins was a heel in this.
This was about 3 years
He's
ago?
A coward. Yeah.
How did all these guys make it to the future? I guess I'll just have to find out myself.
Did you
I've
also know?
So.
Do you also know WWE meets the Flintstones?
No, I've never heard of that
one
either.
Are you making these up?
No, I'm not making this up. They made a film with WWE meets the Flintstones. Fucking Fred Flintstone makes the WWE. They're all named after prehistoric names, like John Roxina, fucking Vince Flintstones or something. And fucking Fred Flintstone owns the WWF.
Come on, man. You're just saying this shit because you know I'll never check on it, man.
No. No.
Hey, did the Funkasaurus make an appearance? Funk is on the Funk is on the road.
Minister, go look it up. Go on YouTube and look it up quickly.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
They're fucking real. It's on YouTube. They're fucking real.
Have you guys checked out shows from the past week at all? Am I late on that?
Yeah.
Oh, the SmackDown and Raw?
Yeah.
I had problems with the Batmobile earlier, so, yeah, I just jumped on a little earlier than you
did. No, we didn't really talk about the shows. Yeah,
no,
we didn't really talk about
Raw
or SmackDown this week, but hell, we have some time if you want to go over them.
Let's go over.
Spoiler alert, me and T-Rock and Minister gave Raw all 0s out of 10, by the way, because it was that awful this week.
What?
Oh, man.
It's mainly just like, has there ever been more of a layup than just booking Becky versus Ronda only, and they seem pretty determined to make this Becky, Charlotte, Ronda for some reason. I hope they don't do it, but like, it seems like all sides.
That's what we talked about earlier. Holy shit.
I don't want to see that, man.
You know,
I don't want to see Charlotte in this match.
You know what? And sometimes I think I've mentioned this. I've mentioned this before in the podcast where I swear I know they listen to us because sometimes they do those stories where like they're just yanking your chain. You know what I mean? Because it looks like that's what they're doing. They're like they can hear the crowd saying like, "We don't want Charlotte." All right, well, we're just gonna put Charlotte in the storyline until then. We're not gonna put her in the match, but we're just gonna rub it
in
the face. You know what I mean?
If I could compare it to something, right, it would be like, and it's just going to hurt Charlotte, too. Like, let's compare Charlotte. Let's say Charlotte is, like, Mankind here. Charlotte is actually pretty good, I think, because people don't want her in this match. This would be like if when Rock faced Austin at Mania 15, if they decided to, like, throw Mankind into the triple threat, as opposed, like, this was laid out so that, look, what needed to happen was Ronda needed to do whatever they did. Ronda needs to face Charlotte in the February pay-per-view, beat Charlotte, and then have it be Becky Charlotte. And Becky did not need to tap to Asuka, but let's get that out of my – I won't even talk about that because whatever. It's just so clear. You have a month and a half to fill. You could easily fill it. Like, I don't disagree with writing Becky off for a month because I think – there's so much television, and they seem to be determined to put her on both shows that they could cool her off by accident. So I'm not even against writing her off for 4 weeks. Fill that time with Ronda, Charlotte. Have Ronda beat Charlotte. Bring Becky back and have 5 great weeks of build to the WrestleMania main event. You can't blow it. But they're going to – like,
oh,
I think
man.
You can't blow that. But they might blow it. They blow everything out.
Well, Tom, wait. The way I see it's going to happen is that all the four horsewomen are going to gang up on Ronda and help Becky win the title at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Yeah, but that doesn't make
I have a feeling.
Dead. Like,
I agree with you because I can see Tom's side because they probably could still do that. They have time. You know, they flip the script, like, instantly. So next Monday, it may not be like none of this happened and then just continue with how Tom's saying. But, Christian, you make a point, too, because – that's another way of adding Charlotte in. It's like building up to like the house Tom saying the Ronda and just Becky, but having Charlotte make sure that Becky wins so that Charlotte wins so that it all has something to do with it. It all builds up to the four horsewomen. They've been teasing the four horsewomen because Becky's been doing that sign for a while now.
Wouldn't that have been like turning like Austin heel at WrestleMania 14, like before he had any kind of face. Like, why would you turn? Why turn Becky 2 months into like the biggest fan reaction since Bryan or Punk? Like, I mean, this is the biggest fan reaction in 5-6 years.
Well, here, look.
I'm sure you got a crazy one. But I think what Tom's saying.
This one makes it work. Have Charlotte be the special guest referee for the match. How about that? That way she can be involved but not wrestle. Have her be the special guest referee. And have Ronda Rousey turn heel before WrestleMania. Have Rousey be the heel against Charlotte the face. I mean, Becky the face. And then have all the four horsewomen plus Charlotte's referee so she'll allow it. Have them all gang up on Ronda and help Becky Lynch win the title.
Yeah, but that's not a fan.
And you make that win by herself. Well, no. See, that's the thing. Becky right now has that character where she can just do anything. It doesn't matter where she's good or bad. Like, this girl can do anything right now. And you know how? Because she's been doing it. She's just doing her thing. You know what I mean? Walking out the crowd, slapping this person, talking back to that person, starting feuds on Twitter with The Rock or with whoever the fuck. You know what I mean? My point is that she just has this freedom right now where you can't touch her. So how Christian is explaining, it wouldn't make her face at all. It wouldn't even make her heel. She just still would be the man. And that sounds weird in this day of age because we've needed somebody like that. Like Tom said, like when Bryan or especially when Punk did whatever the fuck he wanted. He wasn't face or heel. He just did what he wanted, and he just had that crowd reaction. Like, he was a face, but without being a face. You know what I mean? He wasn't like that cookie cutter face. Same thing with Stone Cold.
What
were we going to say?
Go ahead. I guess my main thing is I think the four horse women storyline is much more effective if, say, like when Shayna Baszler comes up to the main roster. Like, basically, you put three other people around Ronda first. You display Ronda as a heel. She has this group that, like, can't be stopped, forcing the four horsewomen to join together against her down the line at some point after you develop this story. I just don't know. Like, it would be rushing a huge down the road storyline, I think, to make this happen. And inevitably, if you create this four horsewomen group around Becky, it's gonna play like Ronda's the face because she's gonna have to build a group against them. Like, Sure, but like build heel group to combat a face group that turned on you, causing you to lose your title. Like, I mean, it's once again, like, I don't doubt that the fans would still cheer Becky. It's just really complicated psychologically to deal with that storyline.
And I get what you're saying because a lot of storylines have been like that now. And we've mentioned this a lot, and the reason why is because there is no straight face and there's no straight heel right now. And we've talked about this a lot in the podcast. Like, right now, you make perfect sense, Tom, because, like, it's confusing. We don't know, you know, and a lot of it has to do with the crowd because the crowd is, like Andrew Bryan says, fickle.
Well, I'll tell you what,
like,
guys.
We don't know what we want, and WWE thinks we know what we want, and maybe they do know what we want because sometimes they just change, you know, they flip the script on us too, but it is confusing because we don't really have a straight face or a straight heel. None. Like, at all. I don't know who is the perfect. Like, give me anybody on Raw and give me anybody on SmackDown. Who is the face and who is the heel? Like, just straight. You know, and actually has a storyline, like, built up to it. None.
Samoa Joe, you saw a heel.
I mean, he's heel, but who's the face that he's facing right now? Right now, the only person that I can think of making a good face, and this is even sick because AJ Styles is a good face. But Mustafa Ali would probably be that. But even then, like I said, he's still not main storyline. You know what I mean? Right now, the main storyline is Becky. And we don't know how to feel because Becky, Charlotte, are they face? Are they? Look in this feud. Becky, Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley, right? Those four horsewomen. Are they face or are they heel? I don't know what Charlotte is, really.
Hold on just a second. And caller, you hold on as well. We're going to go off the air right now. So anybody listening to us live, you're going to have to wait until we finish the show because we have a caller on line now.
Yeah, we had a caller with us, and we can't just dismiss the caller, so we're going to host the caller for a little while. We're going to talk some more shit, and in the meantime, we will be right back, and it's going to be right after these words, so hang in there, sit tight, and we'll be right back.
Out of time, so say goodbye.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
The wonder of the world is gone, I know for sure.
Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and of course I have Christian from Philly, Batman, and Caller. I believe you said, was it John or Tom?
Tom.
Caller?
Tom.
Tom,
yeah,
welcome
Tom.
To Fatal 4-Way Radio. So, we were talking about movies and stuff, and then it turned into a big old thing. But let me ask you, Tom, we have Elimination Chamber coming up right around the corner. What do you think? What are your thoughts on the card right now?
You have the women's tag team title match, which I think both highlights, it's cool that they're doing it. It's cool that these titles exist. It's not that cool that they really don't have any actually established women tag teams, but I'm not surprised they don't have established women tag teams if there's been no title belts. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say, I think that while this match, in terms of who, it's pretty obvious it should be Sasha and Bayley, I would think, who win. I hope that they build... You know, the thing I'm excited about here is the men's tag team division has been bad for so long because of how they booked it, that maybe tag team wrestling can actually make a bit of a comeback in their eyes, the booker's eyes, through the women's division. They're going to have to increase the talent that goes into that pool. It can't just be like the crap members of the Riot Squad and like Alicia Fox and Nikki Frost. It has to be real teams, but I'm definitely excited to see that happen because I think it's something new, which is not something we get very often. So there's that. And I think you're then basically going to see a lot of repeat matches. I mean, like, I don't expect if you look towards Mania and you say Rollins and Lesnar is the match, Becky, Ronda, I guess Charlotte is the match. I thoroughly don't expect Asuka to be beaten after they gave her a tap-out victory over Lynch. I just don't think anything really is going to change. I don't expect Bryan to lose his title going into Mania. I'm very surprised that they made it him defending his title in that match rather than a number one contender, which would have made theoretically much more sense. So the card is what it is, given the fact that I don't anticipate any major changes occurring during the event that would impact WrestleMania at all, as their plans seem pretty much set in stone at this point.
The only change I could possibly see happening would be the almighty Bobby Lashley and Finn Balor, with Finn Balor picking up the championship. But I don't even know that that would happen. That's the only one I could see that they would do. But I think
you're getting a Lashley victory and then Balor as the Demon at Mania beating Lashley after 2 months of watching these guys wrestle 79 times and all of us need to shoot ourselves by the time he actually comes out as the Demon. I think that's where we're having.
Damn it. It's just getting harder and harder to fucking do this shit every week, man. It's just getting harder and harder, man. So we have the Raw Tag Team Championship with Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus the Revival. Of course, the Revival being rumored that they want to leave, so we'll see how that plays out. Let's give them a title on their way out, you know, what the hell.
That sounds a lot like a pre-show match, would be my guess.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So, John, is this first, or Tom, is this first time you've heard us?
Yeah, I'm actually on a long, long drive for work, and I came across you guys on Blog Talk Radio and decided to tune in, so.
Cool.
Great. I'm really enjoying this. I'm enjoying
this.
Well,
we do this every week, man.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm on the road a lot,
what were you gonna say?
I for sure like to call in.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say that the one match that I am starting to look forward to, which is like somehow turning into like a sick pleasure for me, is just watching them book Shane McMahon as like the best wrestler in the world. Like at first it bothered me, and now I just think it's hilarious and amazing. Like that we are just suspending our disbelief, or they expect us to, and like Shane just gets in the ring and he's just like, no one can touch him. Like, no one can touch the guy. Like, he's getting hot tags. He's like, doing shooting star presses, which was legitimately impressive. I'm all in on this Shane character, and I borderline want him to beat Lesnar for the title at WrestleMania.
Oh, shit. Hey, somebody's got to get
like,
it from Lesnar, man. It
I
might as well be a man, damn it.
I almost wouldn't dip that.
Everybody would shit themselves if it happened. It would be funny, man, because everybody would get pissed off all of a sudden.
And it has
all
to be
of a sudden,
flying
everybody would jump on Lesnar's side. Oh, shit. So, guys, I think this does it for this episode, but thank you very much, Tom, for joining us. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug? What the hell?
Oh, no, nothing at all. I'm full of for sure call in. Next time I'll tune in I'll tune in way earlier so I can grab you guys more than the last 15 minutes
We sometimes do a 90-minute show. We sometimes do a two-hour show. But today I had only scheduled it for 1 hour. But definitely it's on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 Eastern. So
I
don't know where you're calling.
Catch Christian and I on Saturday, Radio Renegades.
Yes. Christian and Batman do a show on Saturday night at 7 o'clock Central. And then on Monday night, we have Monday Night Fallout, which is our flagship show right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And that features T-Rock Plutonium and myself and Christian from Philly. That's on Monday night, so check that out. And also after the pay-per-views, after each and every pay-per-view, we also do a podcast. So tune us in, man. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio and like us on Facebook or whatever. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I will let you guys watch everything for me, and then I'll just tune in and just, like, hear you hate it. That's the only thing that gets wrestling fans through at this point. I feel like if the internet didn't exist, if we all had to be sitting on our couch, like, on our own, watching this, we all would have stopped watching 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like shows like this are saving it, because at least you know that the worse it gets, the funnier shows like this get. And so,
Hey,
that's what we're all about, man. We like to have a good time.
The silver lining.
Like I said, it is getting harder and harder to do this shit, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tom from the planet. Batman, close yourself out, my brother.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you for listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. If you want to go and catch us on Radio Renegade, ooh, yeah, Radio Renegade, catch us out on Saturday, 7 Central, yeah.
All right, guys, man, I've had a blast. I started a little late. Like I said, I had some Batmobile problems. Thanks, Tom, for joining in. Man, I like talking to you. I like talking to wrestling fans out there. It's always good to just tune in and just, let it all out, baby. So, thank you again. Hope you enjoyed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Batman. Christian, close yourself out, my friend.
Well, all I have to say is I'm glad WWE is failing, because if it wasn't for them failing, we wouldn't have these fucking shows that are way fucking better than their shows. So you know what? Thank you, WWE. Thank you for sucking, making us look good. Thanks for putting us over, you piece of shit. All right, see you guys on Saturday.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It was great of you to join us. Tom, thanks for calling in. And be sure to call in again right here next time on the World Generation Podcast Network. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to Fatal 4-Way Radio. This is Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Peace out, everybody. Woohoo!
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.